This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois U.S. Representative Robin Kelly has announced she intends to file articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem after an Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent on Wednesday fatally shot a woman in Minneapolis. Kelly alleges Noem has turned ICE into a rogue force that violates the Constitution and tears families apart. The Democratic lawmaker told our Say More program that though the impeachment is unlikely to pass, action must still be taken.
Because we may not be able to get it passed, that doesn't mean that we should stay on the sidelines. We still have to be a voice. We still have to call things out. We still have to hold people accountable.
Representative Kelly plans to file three articles of impeachment, including obstruction of Congress and violation of public trust. A Cook County father is suing Roblox. He accuses the popular gaming platform of failing to protect his 9-year-old son from sexual exploitation. My colleague Anna Savchenko reports the lawsuit alleges an adult predator used Roblox to manipulate the boy into sending him sexually explicit photos. Sarah Bella represents that Chicago area family, as well as 40 other clients who have also filed similar complaints against Roblox.
The theme throughout these cases is they're all very, very similar. An adult masquerading as a child, there's consistent grooming and manipulation and coercion, you know, facilitated by Roblox. That leads to the exploitation of children.
A Roblox spokesperson says the company prioritizes child safety and has just rolled out a new age verification system for players who want to use in-game chats. Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love says he's ready to face the Bears on Saturday after 3 weeks away. Love missed the final two games of Green Bay's regular season after a hit from Bears defensive end Austin Booker led to a concussion. He says it won't be hard at all, though, to retake the field on Saturday.
You still stay fresh. You know, you're missing some time playing in a game, but, you know, we've played a lot of games this season. It'd be different if, you know, you're not practicing throughout the week and, you know, really not doing anything. That's when it could be a little bit more of a factor.
Kickoff for Saturday's wild card game at Soldier Field is 7 o'clock. Meantime, ticket prices are heating up for that game. The cheapest price for a single ticket is around $375. Online ticket exchanges predict this will set the benchmark for record prices for a wild card game. And baseball pitcher Sean Newcomb is joining the White Sox via a 1-year, $4.5 million deal as a free agent. The former Red Sox and Athletics reliever ranks fifth in Major League Baseball among left-handed relievers. Coach Will Venable says the 32-year-old Newcomb joins the team as a veteran player.
Having been successful in different roles, he can help our players. But, you know, for him, you know, he is going to come in and compete for a job in the starting rotation, which we're really excited about. Really looking forward to help support him to go out and win it.
Venable says he's excited about the team's new additions and thinks the team has taken a step forward in the offseason. Spring training starts at the end of February. You're listening to The Rundown. The Carl Sandburg poem, Chicago, has been a beloved local anthem for more than a century. But the poem is making the rounds again because a federal judge read it aloud in its entirety in a court ruling amid the Trump administration's deportation campaign in the city. And as this new year begins, our arts desk asked some well-known Chicagoans to recite the poem. And you may hear a famous author, a mayor, and even a tight end for the Chicago Bears.
Hog butcher for the world.
Tool maker, stacker of wheat.
Player with railroads and the nation's freight handler.
Stormy, husky, brawling, city of the big shoulders.
They tell me you are wicked and I believe them. For I've seen your painted women under the gas lamps luring the farm boys. And they tell me you are crooked, and I answer, yes. It is true, I have seen the gunman kill and go free to kill again. they tell me you are brutal. And my reply is, on the faces of the women and children, I have seen the marks of wanton hunger.
And having answered, so I turn once more to those who sneer at this, my city. And I give them back the sneer and say to them, come and show me another city with lifted head singing so proud to be alive and coarse and strong and cunning.
Flinging magnetic curses amid the toil of piling job on job. Here's a tall, bold slugger set vivid against the little soft cities. Fierce as a dog with tongue lapping for action. Cunning as a savage pitted against the wilderness. Bareheaded.
Shoveling.
Wrecking.
Planning.
Building, breaking.
Rebuilding.
Under the smoke, dust all over his mouth, laughing with white teeth. Under the terrible burden of destiny, laughing as a young man laughs. Laughing even as an ignorant fighter laughs, who has never lost a battle. Bragging and laughing, but under his wrist is the pulse, and under his ribs, the heart of the people, laughing.
Laughing, the stormy, husky, brawling laughter of youth. Half naked, sweating.
Proud to be hog butcher.
Proud to be
tool maker.
Hog butcher, tool maker.
Stacker of wheat. Player with railroads.
And freight handler to the nation.
The voices of broadcaster Bill Curtis, Mayor Brandon Johnson, MC Sir Michael Rocks, author Sandra Cisneros, Congressman Danny Davis, Bears Tight End Colston Loveland, and our very own Mary Dixon. Contributors include Summer Van Benton, Cheryl Ray Stout, Nudia Hernandez, Cassie Walker-Burke, and Emily Seiberg. This audiogram was produced and mixed by Justin Bull. Weather, a rainy, windy day, high in the mid-50s, breezy with showers and thunderstorms tonight, a low in the mid-40s, and Friday, partly sunny and windy with a high in the upper 40s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you so much for listening.